We're going to finish up chapter 14. If you got your Bibles with you, please turn with me there. If you don't, I encourage you to bring your own Bible. That way you can write notes, down questions, make sure that I'm not taking stuff out of context. But we do put it up on the screen for you. Okay, starting with verse 28, chapter 14. It says, "This oracle came in the year King Ahaz died. Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken. From the root of that snake will spring up a viper. Its fruit will be a darting, venomous serpent. The poorest of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety. But your root I will destroy by famine, and it will slay your survivors. Wail, O gate, howl, O city. Melt away, all you Philistines. A cloud of smoke comes from the north, and there is not a straggler in its ranks. What answer shall be given to the envoys of that nation? The Lord has established Zion, and in her his afflicted people find refuge." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we come before you seeking your truth, seeking your direction, seeking to know you more. Lord, seeking to be better image bearers of Christ. So, Father, let your Holy Spirit be present here now. Let your Holy Spirit open our hearts and our minds and give us understanding. Lord, I pray for your anointing upon me that as I preach, that I might preach your word in power and in truth, that it would indeed be an encouragement and a blessing to your people. That your name, Lord, would be the one lifted up and glorified and your people blessed. Now, Father, be manifestly present here at this time. Might we know that we've heard from you this day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we have a prophecy, an oracle, against the Philistines. These people have been instructed that the hammer is going to fall. Okay, just because Ahaz died, don't think things are going to get easier for you people, that now you're going to be able to conquer Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah. No. You're going to be wiped out, not just branch and fruit, but to the root. Okay, if you have no root, you have no plant. You got to have a root. Even if you have a cutting, eventually it's going to die unless you attach it to something that's got a root. Without root, it's gone. Ahaz was not exactly what we would call one of Judah's better kings. As a matter of fact, in both 2 Kings 16 and 2 Chronicles 28, these passages, these chapters talk about King Ahaz. They both start off by saying King Ahaz didn't walk with God. And that goes on to show how he was an idolater and how he actually came against proper worship. He actually closed down the temple, built another temple, another altar to worship, closed the doors on the temple. Said, you know, our God isn't strong enough. We're going to go with this God over here. But even though Ahaz was a flawed tool, he was still a tool which God used to protect his people of Judah. And God did use him, despite his attempt to be of no use to God. Now, what we see in verse 30 is that the poorest of the poor will find pasture and the needy will lie down in safety. But your root I will destroy by famine. It will slay your survivors. So we have a viper on one side of it and we have destruction of the root of the other side. The poorest of the poor and the needy will lie down in safety. Okay. In Scripture, it is a given that the needy and the poor are more godly than the rich. When they are speaking of the needy and the poor, they're talking about those who God is seeking to bless, who God wants us to come alongside of. The needy and poor, those who are having trouble and difficulty, these are the ones who God speaks of in the positive. Unlike those who are in power, unlike those who are abusing authority, unlike those who are seeking after riches for themselves, riches for riches' sake, power for power's sake, or people just have and don't care about God because, you know what? I've got what I need, so I don't need God. Self-satisfaction. Around this group of poor, who in the Bible we come to understand to represent godly people, we see war, we see poisonous vipers, we see famine and destruction, but what we see is God's people, godly people, finding pasture, finding safety. You see, in the end, those people will find refuge. Refuge for those who are struggling, for those who are in trouble. There's a whole section of the church today, or those who claim to be of the church, who are out there preaching that you can tell if God loves you if everything in your life is going well. If you can reach into your pocket and have a nice fat wad of cash. If you have power and authority. Now, I was just in Liberia. You know what the fastest growing churches are there? The wealth and prosperity ones. Where they're being told, you're a child of the king. Therefore, you should live in a palace. You should have servants. But you know what? This earth is not God's kingdom. This is the kingdom of the enemy. God's kingdom is Zion, which will be coming at the end. We see in Revelation 21, where Jerusalem comes from heaven. The new Jerusalem. There is where we find salvation, is in God. Let's go to Revelation 21. It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. From the first heaven and the first earth had long passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of a heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautiful and dressed for her husband. I heard a voice saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. This is what's being foretold in Isaiah. See, the Lord has established Zion, and in her His afflicted people will find refuge. What are they going to find refuge from? The world, the destruction, the judgment that God is bringing upon it. God says, don't. This king falls down, I'm going to raise up somebody else who's going to bring destruction upon you, and he's going to bring judgment upon you who have oppressed my people. Judgment's going to be so bad, your gates are going to be on fire. We're going to burn down your walls. Wail, O gate, howl, O city, melt away, all you Philistines, melt away. What's melting away mean? Running away. They're not going to be there anymore. If you have an ice cube and you melt it, what do you have? A puddle. Nothing. The ice is gone. The Philistines melt away. They're no longer there. A cloud of smoke comes from the north, and there is not a straggler in its ranks. Now, there's a couple ways to look at that. As I was looking at it, I could see that two ways. One is describing everybody fleeing the destruction. The destruction is so terrible that there's no stragglers. Nobody wants to get caught behind. The other way is to say, here's the army coming out of that, the army of judgment coming down, and the army is, there are no stragglers. This is an army of discipline. This is an army of judgment. This is one you ought to be afraid of. Which one is it? I don't know. Neither one's good for me if I'm on the receiving end. So we don't want to be on the receiving end. What we want is we want to be one of those who is finding pasture. We want to be one of those who is able to lie down in safety. We want to be one of those who find refuge. Where is refuge? Refuge in Zion. Where is Zion? It's God. In Christ. Our refuge is in Christ alone. Our refuge isn't in the wealth of the world. It's not in chasing after the stuff of today. In fact, what we find instead is that power, money, these things get in the way between us and God. What we see is that the godly ones are described here, the ones who are having difficulties, struggles. Okay? In her, His afflicted people. Not His comfortable. Not His happy-go-lucky. Not His, gee, isn't everything swell, people? His afflicted people. You know what affliction is? It's not good. Affliction is when things come against you. When you have difficulties, trials. Everything isn't perfect. When others come against you for being godly. It's not an affliction if somebody comes against you for being ungodly. That's righteousness. Okay? Yeah, if I go and I steal and I get arrested and put in jail, oh no, I'm being afflicted. No. I'm just reaping what I sowed. However, if I'm going and helping others, if I go down to an area that's not considered a good part of town, and I'm in helping somebody else, and I come back and find that somebody has taken all four wheels of my car and everything in between, the car's gone. Well, that's an affliction. if I find that I have health concerns? You know, we live in a world that is full of difficulties and trouble. These can come from afflictions. This is what's being talked about. The Lord has established Zion, and in her His afflicted people find refuge. I find nothing in Scripture that tells us that our lives are going to be on this earth, are going to be perfect, that are going to be comfortable, that they're going to be we're going to be treated like kings and princes, and we're going to have servants, and we're going to have an overflow of resources. And this isn't the promise of God. There are individuals who have that happen to them, and in fact Jesus says it's harder for a rich man to get to heaven than it is for the poor. It's harder for a rich man to get to heaven than it is for a camel to go through an eye of a needle. You know, but with God it's possible. You know, hey, we just read something in the story the other day where some guy got pulled through a machine through a 5-inch hole, and he lived. I'm sure God can pull a camel through an eye of a needle and put it back together again. So the New Jerusalem, this is what God is going to establish, and His people will find refuge there. So what do we do to find refuge? We seek God. This morning, we sought God in the communion table. Each day, are we seeking God in His Word? Are we seeking God in praising Him? Are we seeking God in the way we live our lives? Because when we seek God, we will find refuge in Him. If we are afflicted for following Him, if we are persecuted because we are following our Lord, He promises us that those who persecute us, they are going to face destruction and judgment. But His people are going to find rest. His people are going to find that place to lay down. His people are going to find refuge, that safe place, that place of peace. The place of peace is in the presence of God. So don't seek after the things of the world. Seek after God, and those things of the world which we need, He will give to us. That's His promise. And when we have those come against us, He promises to be with us through those trials. He didn't say, I'll take those trials away from you. He says, I'll be there with you. Don't fall into the lie of thinking that if you're not having any problems, that is a sure sign of God's blessing. You might not be having any problems because the enemy says, hey, you're doing everything I want you to. Use some self-examination. Seek God. Find refuge in Him. Let's pray. Father, help us to be truly Your people. Lord, the poorest of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety, You promise. You promise us that Your afflicted people will find refuge in the Zion which You have established, Lord. Lord, might we not seek refuge this side of Your kingdom. Might we seek it in You. Might we seek it in You, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.